Welcome back to Season 5 of The Rock Movers, the podcast for empowered women who are navigating life's biggest transitions, challenges, and moving life's biggest rocks. I'm your host, Karen Gray, and I can't wait for us to get started with today's guest and episode. Are you ready? Let's move some rocks. Welcome back, Rock Movers. Today's guest is going to help you shift your mindset. She's Emily Hawkins, and she's a seasoned business leader and the creator of LeaderShift, where she guides small business owners to implement strategies that only keep your money moving forward. Welcome back, Rock Movers. Today's guest is the amazing Emily Hawkins. She is going to help you have a mind shift today. She's a seasoned business leader and the creator of LeaderShift, where she guides small business owners to implement strategies that not only keep more money in their business, but also help you foster success and growth. She's helped save millions for large organizations and equipped a supply chain. Wow, this is really just flopping all the way around. Okay, I can't read this off of here. I'm using the new teleprompter, and it sucks.
And it's not.
It is not.
That is not what's written there. I don't know why it's going like that direct. I'm like,
because it's like success, and then like it like scrolls up, and then it's gone.
Oh no!
So I'm like having to improvise, and I'm like, this sucks. I'm not going to do this to her. I apologize. Okay, let me go back.
No, it's totally okay. I have a theory that the more that goes wrong, the more we're on to something. And so I'm like, ooh, this is going to be good.
This is so good.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're still recording. Welcome back, Rock Movers, to today's episode where we are going to have a huge leader shift. That's right. Emily Hawkins is a seasoned business leader and the creator of LeaderShift, where she guides small business owners to implement strategies that not only keep more money in their business, but also foster lasting success and growth. She has over 15 years of experience in the corporate world, where she led teams, streamlined processes, and saved millions for large organizations. And she equipped a supply chain degree from the University of Tennessee. She has an MBA in global business, Georgia Tech, and a Robbins,
Don, how do you say it? Nobody ever say that.
And a Robbins Madonna's life coaching certification. Emily has successfully coached over 2,500 individuals and business owners and was featured in Forbes in 2020 for her groundbreaking work. I am having a hard time talking today, y'all, because Emily is so amazing. I'm overcome with just awe at what she has accomplished. So let's get right down into it. She has a fancy degree, technical know-how, but this woman is able to help you lead differently. So let's start with the conversation. Emily, thank you for your patience, for my introduction, and just for all that you're doing. Like, you have really made some massive rocks move with your life. So let's just start there.
Oh my goodness. Well, by the way, success is not perfect. So I actually love the introduction because it's real. And I don't know about you, but I flub up my words all the time. But all that matters is that the message gets out. So,
yeah, I love speaking from the heart. And I love that you are just like, you've done so many different things. So that means all of your wisdom has come from all of these experiences. And I know that that means that there are some rocks that have happened in your life that may in the moment felt like you were failing forward.
Mm-hmm.
But let's talk about the biggest one. Like, what was that big monumental rock that really shifted everything for you?
Oh, wow. Okay. So we're going to have to go back to 2015. This was the biggest rock for me. So in 2015, February of that year, I had my second child, and I just thought, this is the year. I actually created this board of like, oh my gosh, this is going to be the best year ever because I'm completing my family.
Like a vision board?
What was that?
Like a vision board?
Yes. And I actually did it on Canva or something similar to that. I don't think that was as popular in 2015, but I had this beautiful thing of like all the things I was going to accomplish. Yeah. And of course, having my son was so important to me. And I also led a team in the corporate world. So I had all of these goals for my corporate team. And what I find most fascinating is I think everything on that board did actually happen. Of course, I did give birth. everything else definitely happened.
Yeah.
But not in the way that I thought. So first I had my son, everything was great there. He ended up being breech. So I was a C-section, which I was not prepared for. But everything was absolutely perfectly fine. It was an amazing thing. So there was the first thing that happened that year that was unexpected, that was beautiful and perfect in its own way. And I ended up coming back early from maternity leave because my team was falling apart. We had
like how early did you have to come back?
8 weeks. So at 8 weeks versus 12. Right. Yeah. And okay. And as a mother, that's like, ooh, you know how early that is. Yeah. And I just couldn't sit back. I kept getting text messages from people in the company. And it was like, I got to come back. Like, this is just not working. And I came back to a team of people that were coming in late, leaving early, taking our lunches. And that's not really what the problem was. The problem was that we were getting massive amounts of emails about how we were not doing our job. And I found it really fascinating that you could receive that many emails and still have those behaviors. So I started with this terrible attitude around, I'm going to come in and I'm going to clean house. I'm just going to lay down the law. and I did this through email, which is a coward's way out, by the way, rather than like sitting in face-to-face having conversations one-on-one with people, which by the way, is what you should do. Don't blanket things. It's not a good idea. I would send these ridiculously long emails about what needed to change. And looking back, it's so cringy. So nothing changed, by the way. Absolutely nothing changed.
Shocking.
So I started reading books. And I'm a huge fan of the library. I love reading and I love educating myself on things. Love personal development. But I was coming at it from the wrong angle. So in this regard, I was waiting for a book to tell me how to fix everyone else. And Karen, I read 26 books. Because none of the books actually say, here's how you fix other people, right?
You kept looking for that magic pill or that magic bullet or magic button. And
by the way, every book had it. I just didn't want to see it. And it was, you are the solution. You are the change your organization needs. But that felt like hard. And now I think it's
empowering. Because that means we have to admit that we're also part of the problem.
Yeah. Exactly.
So here's a mic drop moment for anyone listening to this. If you are the problem in your life, you are also the solution.
Exactly.
You really need to hear this and let that sink in. So yes, I can change this, but that means I have to admit that I'm creating part of this somehow, some way. So, okay. I love that. I'm fully on board, have been there, done that, bought the t-shirt, probably wrote a dissertation about it somehow in my journal. So keep going. I'm with you.
Yep. So I'm reading all these books, doing all these things, nothing's changing. And I one day just in a complete just disgust, like pissed off situation, shut the door to my office and sat down at my computer. And I was like, this team sucks. What would I want this team to be? So I pulled a Word doc and I wrote dream employee at the top of it. And I started writing, they will never be late. They will never take long lunches. And I was like, well, wait a minute. Okay. It this document is a dream employee. Why am I writing what I don't want? I already know what I don't want. The harder exercise is writing what I want. And so I thought, well, if they're not doing this, then what are they doing? So I sat there for a minute because I was like, well, this is a little harder than I thought. And then it hit me. And I wrote about 2 pages of how these people would interact with me, what conversations we would have, what emails were when I asked them for things, how they would take it a step further, how they would tell me there aren't enough hours in the day and they wish they could work more, and passion and excitement, and they made me better. And so I look at this document and I'm just like, yes, oh my gosh, this is the best thing ever, for about 2.5 seconds. And then I looked at it and I said to myself, if these people show up, am I the right person to lead them?
Ouch.
The answer was no, and I knew it was no. But I'd also, that's when the 26 books kicked in. So talk about delayed something, you know, actually coming on.
That delayed realization of all of the thoughts coming in. Wow.
Yes. And then
what happened next?
Ooh, I know what I want to do. I had to drop one of my biggest issues, which was trying to lead like everyone else I'd ever seen. And to lead the way I knew in my heart and my gut was telling me to lead. So I had to let go of that. And like I said, there were these little pebbles where I was reading in these books, like a little bit here and a little bit here. No book is the answer, by the way. There is not a single book in the world that is like gonna solve all the things. In my mind, the beauty of a wonderful book is that it just turns your head just a little bit. And it helps open the door to so many other possibilities. Well, when you read 26 of those, your head turns basically 180 degrees. So,
or 360.
Yeah, exactly.
All the way around.
Exactly. So I, in that moment, knew exactly what I needed to do. I actually had one-on-one conversations, put people on performance improvement plans, fired someone. Somebody that I loved on the team left because they were pissed off because things weren't working right. Of course they did, right? This is not joking. But it gave me the opportunity in the end to hire half of my team again and actually find those dream employees, which did happen. It was wild. After I wrote that document, within about 2 weeks, these people showed up in 3 different ways. None that I thought. One was somebody working internally, somebody, you know, transforming from a different sister company of ours. And then another one was a recruiter. It was, I mean, just not at all what I expected. Yeah. Within 90 days of hiring those people, I decided to onboard the whole team, by the way. So I said, okay, I'm bringing on these new people. We're going to all start over as an organization. And on Monday, like the specific date, we are all onboarding as if we've never worked here before. And the people that were there previously were like, whatever, this is some weird thing she's got. I had no trust, right?
Yeah.
And so I created a plan for everyone in the organization, all the other departments in the organization, to come talk to my team, talk about what they loved, what they hated, how they communicated best. What was excellence in their world. And we did this over 3 days, along with a lot of like team building and things like that, with how things were going to be different and how I was going to structure things. And I knew it was going well when somebody on my team that I very much admired, and actually when I left the corporate world, took over my role, said to me, Emily, this is excellent. I don't know what has changed in you or in this organization, but this is absolutely amazing. And I wish that I had had this when I started. And I was like, that's what I needed to hear. So within 90 days of having that meeting, we became the most productive team in the organization. And everything changed.
So talk about a huge rock that you moved, which started with the extreme position of ownership and then translated into leadership. I love that. So fast forward now, you've made that decision, you made that transformation within that company, and now today you're leading differently. So what does that look like, and how did that evolution happen?
So in 20, this would have been now 2016, where I had the most productive team in the company. Well, what's interesting when you empower your team is, as a leader, things kind of get boring, but in like a good way. It's like if you're investing well, it's supposed to be boring. If you're leading well, it should be a little bit boring. And in this regard, it was. Everything was firing on all cylinders. We had an amazing team. And I just was sitting back, just looking for the next challenge. And those very people, the people that I hired, told me that I should become a life coach because of how I was really not only talking about what we're doing today, but like, what are your career aspirations? Is there anything you want to learn? One lady on my team wanted to open her own gardening business. And we talked about putting things in place so that she could make that happen. It wasn't something she wanted to do right away. It was like a 20-year plan, but 20 years goes by fast. So
It can,
let's
absolutely.
start putting things in place now. So I definitely started doing these things, and that's where they were like, you should be a life coach. Well, as somebody with two business degrees, I didn't think that was real. I thought that was made up woo woo. And I had no problem saying that. I was like, I have an MBA, so I don't really think that's real. But enough people said it to me that I thought, let me do some research. Let me find an accredited, something where I have to sit for boards. It's not just some like fluffy thing. And Robbins Madonna's, so Chloe Madonna's and Tony Robbins partnered together and created the Robbins Madonna's life coaching certification. And
Yeah, I hadn't heard of that combination. I've heard of him partnering with other people, so I wasn't familiar with that one. So I was intrigued when you
yes, it's a
shared
really
it.
strange name. She's not American, so I think that's why. But wow, it was like a fish finding water. It was like my business degrees had helped me with the processes, but this specific piece really added the additional layer and really solidified all those books I'd read. Because it was like, oh, now I see why certain people operate the way they do and how to help them either elevate up or, get through things. Or move into the right roles, but do it in a way that really honors that specific person in the right way. I was like, oh my goodness, this is exactly what I needed. And then I started to dream about helping 100 people. What if I helped 100 people outside of the company I was working in? Because it was very easy for me to help people. Everybody knew I helped people. They would bring people from all over the company to come talk to me, but it felt simple and easy. And so in 2017, I left that organization in April of 2017 to open my own business, where I made $12,000 the first year. And I want to make that very clear because I think we're really used to hearing people say, I left my corporate job and I made it on the Today Show and I made $1 million. I don't know, some like BS story. I'm not saying that that doesn't happen to people because it does.
The
But
magic is the 10K months and then the six figure years, and like those are the magic little
amen.
lines of success. And for the majority of people starting life coaching or coaching or entrepreneurship, it doesn't look like that the first year.
No. And what happened with me was I had this amazing program, LeaderShift. I built it the month after I left the corporate world. So this sucker's been built since 2017. I should say the very first iteration of it. I started testing it out a little bit with warm audiences, tweaked some things, changed some things, and then just felt like, well, I should go talk to more middle managers, because I was a middle manager. To flash forward several years, I will tell you what my biggest problem with this product was. I was trying to sell it to the wrong people. And those very people gave me the roadmap to where I am right now. And they told me, well, if I can get out of my corporate job, then I'll take your program. And I was like, well, I could do that. I took an organization from one person in a department, which was me, to 25 people in three countries. That was the company that I had just left. I hired, I knew resumes, I knew all the things. So Another month goes by. I build this sucker out. I start selling it. And that was when the wheels just started turning and the program really took off. I got featured in Forbes. And then I was asked to be a part of a large mastermind for business owners that are million-dollar business owners. Made me so nervous, had major imposter syndrome.
Oh, yeah.
And then I realized very quickly why I was there. Because business owners are great at serving and not always great at leading. And that was one thing that I had the keys to. I'm sitting there with the keys to the Emerald City. I'm like, oh, I can't wait to share this. And in that very group of people was when I went back to my roots of leadership and started selling it. In fact, I was just low-key talking about it in the program with these business owners, and three of them were like, I'll buy it right now. I need it so bad. And that's when I realized, oh my gosh, I didn't have a product issue. I had an audience issue. And I've also made some iterations since then as well, after working with as many business owners as I have. And it is so fun seeing businesses thrive. 75% of businesses fail within the first 15 years. And I want to change that. I want to flip that number and make it 75% that succeed. And along with my own journey in entrepreneurship and service and leadership, I want to share all of that with every business owner. And the majority of business owners tell me, I don't have a business degree. Well, okay, you can have mine. I'll give it to you. And you will learn very quickly that you have everything you need and that we're going to simplify it and make it so much simpler and not cause that year of trying to figure out who your audience is and how to grow your team and how to keep more money in.
I love this. So for those that are listening to this and they're like, oh my gosh, that sounds exactly like what I need. What is the best way for individuals to tap into you, to connect? I'm going to start here.
Yeah.
So this is Emily's website. So if you're listening to this and you're like, how do I find out more about this leadership? Emily Hawkins, the number 4U. .com, and I'm going to...
Yep, the number 4, the letter U, .com. Emily Hawkins was taken, and so that is why there's a number. I love the number 4. It's always been a special number for me, and then 4U, just making it as simple as possible. So it's just the letter U. The great thing about that specific page, which is my homepage, is it will give you everything you need about how we would work together, what it looks like, how you might be feeling currently. It's completely normal. And then if you keep scrolling, you have an opportunity. There are actually 3 different ways that you can contact me. I would recommend 2 of them over one of them because I think they're more fun. I just love fun things. And they're diagnostics. They're very simple assessments that you can take. Mm-hmm. The one that I think would resonate most with what we've been talking about is one about the business owner type. So when I was in the corporate world, I told you that I was trying to emulate everyone around me.
Right.
And the problem with that, there's many problems with that, but one of the problems was I wasn't tapping into my natural abilities.
Right.
Because each of us have natural abilities that are great. And by the way, also some pitfalls involved. And so why don't we lean into who we naturally are as a leader?
Mm-hmm.
And so I have designed this assessment. It's very short. I want you to just go through it with your heart. Don't spend, you know, a ton of time on answering the questions, and you will receive an owner type. So you will get a leadership type that is your business owner type. There are 4.
Okay.
And you will learn the good, the bad, the ugly if things don't change. And the future of what your business could be and 3 subtle shifts that you can make to actually put that into place to get those wheels turning.
I love it. So valuable to not just get some insights, but also a little bit of direction and kind of that little snack of what working with Emily could be like. So love this, love this. In our pre-interview conversation, y'all, I was having a day. And full disclosure, full transparency, we have days. We just have moments where stuff just feels really heavy, life be lifin', I say. And Emily had such intuitive empathy and just this foreshadowing of, okay, this is what I'm sensing. And she literally nailed everything and had this beautiful gift of speaking life into me that day. And it has just stayed with me. So first off, I want to say thank you for that gift of, it almost felt like you were apostolizing me, but like you really just, is that a word, apostolizing? Like you were just speaking life and testifying over me. But I took what you shared and it has been a gift. And so I know the power, just briefly in a 15-minute conversation, of working with this amazing woman. So just from my own personal experience, as simple as it was, her insights are super transformational and impactful and sincere at the deepest root. So highly recommend you connect with Emily. Go to her website again, Emily Hawkins, and just get connected. Find out how you can learn from her. Obviously, you had an opportunity to hear her talk and you can see her passion. It comes from a place of personal experience of this transformation. She's been there, done that, bought the t-shirt, wrote the books, created the program, and you need more Emily in your life. So Emily, final words. We got just a couple minutes left before we need to wrap up. But what would you say to our listeners that they could expect when working with you?
Okay, first of all, that was the kindest thing ever. Thank you so much for saying that. I just saw a business owner like myself having a day that, you know, wasn't the greatest. And I felt so blessed that I got to be a part of that day with you. And even knowing it was a brief conversation, I don't take any of that lightly. I feel like every conversation is divine intervention sort of thing. Yeah. And I feel like that's my gift and that's the talent that I have that I'm supposed to be sharing with every single person I encounter. And, you know, all of us are business owners, by the way, whether you physically own a website or an LLC or an S Corp or whatever you want to call it, you own the business of you. And you are your own brand. You decide every day what you want to invest in and what you want to make happen in your life and who you want in that journey with you. And that to me is so empowering when we look at it that way. And it's really fun when we have these conversations because I can teach you all the things. I can teach you about how to grow your business and all of that. But we go deeper than that in terms of what's really going on for you? What's happened to you in past careers? What happened to you when you were growing up? This all shapes us and makes us good or bad right now. And I love when I can uncover this and business owners get really comfortable with me and sharing this. So if you're out there and you think, I'm not a real business owner, because I hear that a lot, not a real business owner. And these, by the way, people are people that have million-dollar businesses that tell me I'm not a real business owner. I didn't go to...
So it's not limited to the solopreneurs then?
No. Oh, gosh, no. No, no, no. What's funny is however you feel right now as a solopreneur, as a, I just left the corporate world, I just started this thing in my garage, that feeling doesn't go away. When you get bigger, when you make more money, when you have a team of people, unless you actually process it and understand how to utilize it in your business, then it will grow you. It's the fertile soil.
I love that. Wow. What a gift that is. Who you show up as now doesn't go away unless you evolve who that is. It always starts with the who. Always. Well, Emily, such a gift, such a light, and I am so grateful to have you in our community on the Rock Movers and just pouring out into the world and changing it. I know that 75% shift from failure to success is going to happen as long as you don't quit. And I can't see any quit in you, so it's going to happen.
Thank you so much.
I appreciate you. And Rock Movers, thank you for being here, for listening, for being a part of this community. And as we always say, rocks are going to happen. Just know that you don't have to move them alone. We are here for you, and you are always loved. Take care. We'll see you on the next episode. Wow, wasn't today's guest amazing? I hope that you enjoyed them as much as I did, and I hope that you got something super valuable. So just for being here, I want to gift you free access to my Reclaim Your Confidence course. It's a mini course, short 5 modules. It's impactful, yet it's not super heavy. So use VIP2024 as a code to get free access to this course just for showing up and listening to this entire episode. And I also want to know, what are you getting from this? What would you like to see? What are future episodes? Who do we need to be talking to? Who has some amazing rocks that they want to share? And that's by sharing, commenting, and subscribing to the Rock Movers, and then following me over on social media. We want to stay connected. We want to be a part of your world. And I want to invite you to be a part of mine. If you'd like to book a call, go a little bit deeper into some of these topics, you can find a link to book that call on CoachKarenGray.com. You're always invited to join me there, and I can't wait to dive into deeper conversations with you. That's my way of giving back and saying thank you for being a part of our rock moving community. Until the next episode, or until we jump on the call, have a great day and keep moving those rocks.